Hey, Colin.
Hey, Seth.
So you just sent me a text with some interesting information in it.
I did. You know, I'm a fan of John Scalzi, and I follow him on Twitter, and I get email notifications from his blog. And he put out this really interesting post talking about the fact that his book, The Kaiju Preservation Society, had gotten a 2023 Hugo nomination with a link to the entire shortlist. And so I clicked on it and I was flipping through some things, and there were things I recognized and things I didn't recognize. And then I got to the fan cast category. And again, there were things I recognized and things I didn't recognize. You know, there's the Cood Street podcast, which is really famous. Mm-hmm. There's Hugo Girl. There's
Octothorpe.
Octothorpe. Yes, thank you. And then there's this other podcast.
Yes.
And so the first thing I did was I sent you a text message saying, hey, you've been nominated. You're on the short list.
Yes, which I did already know. They alerted me earlier in the week and evidently did not give me adequate time to actually prepare. So to anybody listening, if you haven't heard the news, yes, this podcast has made the list of finalists for the Hugo Award for Best Fan Cast, along with Hugo Girl, Cood Street Podcast, World Building for Masochists, and Octothorpe, I believe, are the other podcasts. So congratulations all. It's a cool group to be nominated in. And Hugo Girl was nominated last year for the first time. So I just got a message from Lori. So yes, that was fun. So I wanted to do some kind of a reaction. So I'm going to crack open my finest bubbly. It is raspberry bubbly.
Raspberry bubbly.
the sparkling water.
Yes. I mean, you could have gone Izzy and just gone all out.
I could have, yeah, I suppose, if I had it in the house. Or I could push this button on my digital recorder. Did that come through for you?
It did.
So, yeah, it's, I don't think it's quite sunk in yet, because I feel like I should be like bouncing off the walls and jumping for joy, but I don't know. It's weird. I was hoping for 2024, you know, because of Glasgow.
Also, I was going to ask you, how many years have you been podcasting now?
It's not quite seven. I can't remember exactly when I posted the first episode, but I know it was 2017. I mean, you were on that episode, so you should know, Colin. Come on.
It was so long ago, and I'm so old that...
Yeah. I've been watching the podcast creep up the long list the last couple of years. I think the last 2 years, it's shown up on the after, for anybody who doesn't know, after the final voting is in and after the Worldcon happens and the awards are all given out, they release a document that shows exactly how the ranked choice automatic runoff system, how all the math works. And it shows you all of that, including the nominations. And so you can see, oh, I was seven nominations away from making the shortlist, which I think that's what it was last year. The year before it was like 20.
Well, and how tragic, because you're about to publish your last episode. You've run out of Hugos to review. So
I mean, it's already up. So,
so it's over. Yeah. It's done.
Completely. Yes. Patrons already have the What Am I Doing Next episode. So they know. And I've talked to you about it as well. But everybody else will have to wait like a week.
Oh, okay. You can edit me out then.
No, that's okay. I figured this was the appropriate time to do a very, not very edited version of the podcast. That's why I have panting dogs in my room, which I'm not sure if you can hear them.
No.
The moment I start talking into the microphone, if there's a dog in here, they come over close to me. Like, really? You were just chilling over there on the bed and now you're practically in my lap. So yeah, very unlikely that I'm going to travel to Chengdu. I think I texted you the other day that there was a placeholder page on the Chinese side of the site that showed like favorite fan cast number one, favorite fan cast number two. Like it was literally just a placeholder, like a prototype for the page.
Oh, wow.
But you can only see it if you went to the Chinese side of the site and then had Google, you know, had Chrome translate it for you. And that's what's going on with the site right now. And you sent me the link that I guess Scalzi linked, and I can't get to it. Oh. when I translate it, it says, the site is being upgraded. Please wait. So
that's crazy.
I'm not totally certain they wanted to make this public quite yet.
Scalzi puts it out, he has a pretty large following. It's out there.
It's out there now. And so I feel like it's definitely fair game, and there's reactions going on Twitter as long as people can see them. So yeah, I had just messaged Lorio of Hugo Girl and said, it's kind of lonely being a one-man show because I got nobody to react with. So I thought, I'm just going to ask Colin if he'll do one with me. By the way, everybody, Colin is eligible for at least two of his podcasts. I guess you only have two, but
yes,
not everybody has three podcasts like I do. So yes, for Take Me to Your Reader and Science Fiction 101. So, which I nominated at least one of those. I can't remember if I nominated Take Me to Your Reader this year. I think I did. I think I nominated both. So
we'll have to check the results and see where we're sitting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Science Fiction 101 did just make the fifth best science fiction podcast in the UK. So, I mean,
well, we're not
just
go.
Sitting around twiddling our thumbs, but
exactly. Sweet. Trying to think if there's anything else to talk about.
Oh, I did mention to your theme composer and recorder about the nomination and how that might be a little more attention coming his way. Maybe, maybe not. Mm-hmm. And he was laying on his bed. It's my son, Tim. And he said, I've been trying to figure out how to remaster that for years.
Oh, nice. Well, the moment he has it, I'll take it at the going rate.
Sweet.
I don't know what the going rate is. I probably shouldn't say that.
Oh, well, the going rate, you know, could be a blizzard, or it could be a disc golf outing, or
I can do both of those. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it could be royalty free music. Who knows?
There we go. I mean, his name is on every one of the episodes that I put out. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's a thing that has happened. Like I said, we're very not, it's very unlikely that we're going to travel to Chengdu just because we already have travel on the books because it's the same weekend as my wife's birthday. And we already have plans. So,
but what says love like going to China for your husband?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. when I told her about it and she's like, if it was next year, because she knows next year it's in Scotland, she's like, next year I will go to Scotland for my birthday if you get nominated.
Oh, yeah.
So if anybody's thinking ahead to then, send me to Scotland. I think that's about it. So I need to look down the list of the other nominations because I haven't looked at any other categories other than I happen to know that John Scalzi is nominated in there, which is exciting because that's one of the books that I would like to read.
So yeah, there's lots of names you'll recognize. There are also lots of names you won't recognize. And so hopefully we'll be exposed to, you know, new authors and new works from the other side of the world.
Okay. Well, I mean, since I can't get to the site, I am interested in the novels. Do we have any originally Chinese language novels nominated this year?
Interestingly enough, no.
Okay.
No, I could read you the list if you want to know now, or you can wait either way.
Yeah, read me the list.
Okay. The Daughter of Dr. Moreau by Sylvia Moreno-Garcia. Nettle and Bone by T. Kingfisher, which I read. That's a rockin' book if you're into this new lightweight fantasy horror genre that's coming out. Totally
cool. Okay. Nice.
Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry. Hmm. The Spare Man by Mary Robinette Cole. And for you folks that know me, I absolutely love Mary Robinette Cole's work. Nona the Ninth by Tamsin Muir. And then the last book, just on the list that I'm reading off the screen, is The Kaiju Preservation Society by John Scalzi.
Sweet. Cool. So I have to add those to the list. Now that I've finished the list, that will appear on, we'll see which one wins.
Yes.
And then we'll have to schedule an episode for that one. Well, cool. Thanks for jumping on and doing this.
You're welcome. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you. It's, like I said, it still doesn't feel quite real.
Give it a couple of days.
I've given it a couple of days and it's still, I'm just sort of like, are we sure that that's correct? But yeah, it's pretty cool. So thank you, patrons. You'll hear this a few minutes at least before everybody else does. I need to post this immediately. So I'm literally going to go into the other room and edit this down very, very lightly and post it for folks. So congratulations to the other nominees. I'm rooting for all of you, especially myself. And Jamie Tart said, modified, right? When I vote for the Hugos this year, it won't be just for me. It'll also be for you and for me. Yeah. Okay, cool. Bye, everybody.